Last month, the Environmental Protection Agency proposed regulating PFAS chemicals in drinking water. These are known as forever chemicals because they're so hard to clean up. Many Pittsburghers aren't quite sure what PFAS chemicals are or what they do.
It doesn't sound nice, so I'm guessing it's something harmful, some sort of harmful chemical.
I'm really not sure. I haven't heard anything about it.
It doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound healthy, but I don't even know that I could guess.
Those were Derek Blaze of the Southside and Rachel Jakelski and Jeff Petsis of Oakland. As part of our occasional series, A Moment of Science, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis spoke with University of Pittsburgh professor and PFAS researcher Carla Ng.
PFAS are kind of an acronym soup. The name itself stands for per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances, which sounds really complicated, and they sort of are, but in general, they're what we think of as non-stick chemicals. We think that there are on the order of 5,000 different PFAS that have been developed, and probably 3,000 in active use. They're applied to surfaces and products in order to repel both oil and water. So your non-stick pans, they were also used for surface treatments of fabrics and carpets and upholstery. So Scotchgard, people are familiar with that. They've also been used in large quantities in these specialized firefighting foams that were meant to fight fuel fires. So if you have oil that catches fire, and that's one of the main ways that they've been released in large quantities into the environment. For some of these chemicals, they are a bioaccumulative, which means that they build up in our bodies. They're linked to certain cancers, including kidney cancer and testicular cancer. They're linked to liver health effects and to some developmental effects. One of the concerning effects when you think about children is that they are immune suppressants, and so they reduce the efficacy of vaccines. For many other PFAS, there are very few data available, so this is an active area of research. The fact that these chemicals are extremely persistent, they never break down in the environment naturally, means that once you emit them, they're really difficult to clean up, and when we do find a toxic impact, then we're stuck with a huge cleanup bill. We know how to remove some of these. For example, for the long chain ones, we can use granular activated carbon to absorb them from the water, but then you have to do something with that carbon that has accumulated all these PFAS. And one of the best known ways to do this is through incineration, but there are concerns that if you don't do it properly, that's just going to wind up emitting the chemicals to the air. The other area of super active research at the moment is trying to find a way to biodegrade them, so using microbes to chew them up. And there are some promising new technologies that seem to be able to do that. However, many of the efforts I've seen basically take a long-chain PFAS and convert it to a shorter-chain PFAS. And the shorter ones are the ones that are more mobile, more water-soluble, and are much harder to remove from our drinking water. Because of the magnitude of the contamination issue, this is sort of an all-hands-on-deck opportunity and need for more research and really trying to find inventive new ways to remove these chemicals.
That story was produced by WESA Tech reporter Kathleen Davis. Find more stories from our Moment of Science series on our website, wesa.fm.